First Chronicles, chapter 17. Now it came to pass, as David sat in his house, that David said to Nathan the prophet, Lo, I dwell in a house of cedars, but the ark of the covenant of the Lord remains under curtains. Then Nathan said unto David, Do all that is in your heart, for God is with you. And it came to pass the same night, that the word of God came to Nathan, saying, Go and tell David my servant, Thus says the Lord, You shall not build me a house to dwell in. For I have not dwelt in a house since the day that I brought up Israel unto this day, but have gone from tent to tent, and from one tabernacle to another. Wherever I have walked with all Israel, spoke I a word to any of the judges of Israel, whom I commanded to feed my people, saying, Why have you not built me a house of cedars? Now therefore thus shall you say unto my servant David, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepfold, even from following the sheep, that you should be ruler over my people Israel. And I have been with you wherever you have walked, and have cut off all your enemies from before you, and have made you a name like the name of the great men that are in the earth. Also I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, and they shall dwell in their place, and shall be moved no more, neither shall the children of wickedness oppress them any more, as at the beginning, and since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel. Moreover I will subdue all your enemies. Furthermore I tell you that the Lord will build you a house. And it shall come to pass, when your days are ended that you must go to be with your fathers, that I will raise up your descendant after you, who shall be of your sons, and I will establish his kingdom. He shall build me a house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, and he shall be my son, and I will not take my mercy away from him, as I took it from him that was before you. But I will settle him in my house and in my kingdom forever, and his throne shall be established forevermore. According to all these words, and according to all this vision, so did Nathan speak unto David. And David the king came and sat before the Lord, and said, Who am I, O Lord God, and what is my house, that you have brought me this far? And yet this was a small thing in your eyes, O God, for you have also spoken of your servant's house for a great while to come, and have regarded me according to the estate of a man of high degree, O Lord God. What can David speak more to you for the honor of your servant? For you know your servant. O Lord, for your servant's sake, and according to your own heart, have you done all this greatness, in making known all these great things. O Lord, there is none like you, neither is there any God beside you, according to all that we have heard with our ears. And what one nation in the earth is like your people Israel? Whom God went to redeem to be his own people, to make you a name of greatness and awesomeness, by driving out nations from before your people, whom you have redeemed out of Egypt? For your people Israel did you make your own people forever, and you, Lord, became their God. Therefore now, Lord, let the thing that you have spoken concerning your servant and concerning his house be established forever, and do as you have said. Let it even be established, that your name may be magnified forever, saying, The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, even a God to Israel, and let the house of David your servant be established before you. For you, O my God, have told your servant that you will build him a house, therefore your servant has found in his heart to pray before you. And now, Lord, you are God, and have promised this goodness unto your servant. Now therefore let it please you to bless the house of your servant, that it may be before you forever, for you bless, O Lord, and it shall be blessed forever.